Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Now you see, Pat Kenny's able to joust with Jess Kelly because he understands all this tech stuff. Jess Kelly is going to tell us because she has reviewed the Loop Quiet 2 earplugs. Discuss, Jess. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Ivan, and it's so lovely to be back on with you again. So I decided to go for a low-tech option for you, but I know that you like your nights out. I know that you like your races.
Yeah.
And I think Loop Quiet 2 is something you need to embrace in your life. These are little earplugs. They come in a small case and they are exactly that. They're earplugs. They sit in, but rather than drowning out noise entirely, they just muffle the sounds. So if you're at the races, rather than having the big Tannoy system blaring in your ear and giving you that ringing sound once you leave, this would enable you to hear everything around you, but without getting that deafening pain in your ears. I bought these for €20 because I love where I work. We work in a lovely open plan office, but there are times where it can get a bit loud. And I find I don't want to listen to music. Obviously, we've got the radio.
Oh, there's so many bores on the floor in News Talk. You do know.
Especially this week. Some chap walked out of the studio at 12 o'clock yesterday and bored us all to tears. So I needed these in and it was great just to dull that sound. So if you are someone who is at a lot of gigs, a lot of events, if you work in an open plan office, or this summer, and I know you hate flying, but if you're flying and you don't like the sounds of the engine and that sort of hum of an airplane, these are fantastic. I also wear them when I'm sleeping, and these particular ones reduce decibels. I think it's 16 decibels that it can sort of muffle the noise of, and they have been transformational. They are €20. They are fully reusable, fully washable, and I would highly recommend them.
So the advantages of them, they're easier. Like, so the big plastic sort of rounded ones,
yes,
that are very obvious, they're very discreet. They're gentler on your ears.
They're very gentle. The material, they are completely silicone, so they're very, very comfortable. As I said, I sleep with them on and they don't irritate me at all. A lot of the ones...
Why would you sleep with your ear things in?
Because I don't like the sounds of people... Dogs, the Lewis going by.
But there'd be nothing playing in your ears.
No, I know, but it's just quiet. I get to listen to my own thoughts. What a lovely joy.
All right. Okay, and there's three different types of them.
There are three different ones. So depending on the level of cancellation that you want. So I got the quiet ones because I just want quiet. You can get experience. So if you are going, say if you're going to EP or any of the big festivals over the next wee while, you can get the experience ones. And then you can get the Engage ones, which are good. You can get these for kids as well. If you've got any kid over 6 and up can wear them. So if they get a little bit overwhelmed when they're out and about, they are definitely worth it. I have to say, I've been so impressed by them. And I like that they are reusable, that they are cleanable, that they are comfortable. They tick literally every single box for me.
So they're more comfortable. The silicone is better than the hard plastic and it muffles sounds.
Yes.
So what not to like, you're saying?
100. And for £20, the fact that they're reusable, if you go to a pharmacy now, you can get a box of, say, 3 pairs of earplugs. Again, if you travel quite a lot or anything like that, you're probably familiar with them. But they all end up in the bin after 1 or 2 uses. These will stand the test of time and I would highly recommend.
Okay, available everywhere, Loop Quiets.
Yes, so I actually bought my pair online now because I'm a cheapskate. You know the way I'm a cheapskate.
The point about it is that you know where to go to access all these things.
I do.
If I go into my local store, will I get it?
No, not in every store, no. But if you go to the Loop website and if you buy them, I didn't pay for the speedy delivery. I just got the standard delivery and they were on my desk a week later. I know some people don't like doing that. They prefer to go into a store. But I haven't seen them in many retailers. If you've been on Instagram at all over the last few months, you've definitely seen the ads for them.
1800, whatever the number is, 1400 106.
087 1400 106.
Keep getting asked for PPS number on Revolut. Should I give it?
Yeah, this is something to verify your account and to limit any scams or any bad information that comes online. I don't know, do you use Revolut, Ivan? Do you use
no.
it? Okay, so for those...
I use cash.
Oh, of course you do with your wads of 50s. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
If you are someone who uses Revolut, maybe you just use it every now and then to split the bill with families and friends. You may be a bit apprehensive about this. The apprehension is a good thing. It means that you are savvy and you are keeping an eye out for scams. But if it does come in via the Revolut app, put in your PPS number. It verifies that you are a legitimate person and your account is safe.
Is it safe to sign up for public Wi-Fi? There's a lot of paranoia out there, like shopping centres and the like. Could the Chinese be listening?
The Chinese or anybody who gets onto the network. Yeah, I personally don't use public Wi-Fi. If I have to get onto my laptop in a public place, I will tether to my phone.
Do you use public anything? It's beneath you to...
Correct and right.
All right. Now, this lady bought a new laptop and wanted to look after the battery. The last laptop I had, it would drain so quickly. Would you have any advice?
Yeah, so this, one of the biggest tips I can give is to not leave the device plugged in at all times. The lithium ion batteries in any electronic device, they have a limited lifespan. So if you leave it plugged in the entire time, it'll get used to that. You're better off charging to about 80% and running off the battery, and do not leave it charging overnight.
Okay. What would be the lifetime of a laptop battery normally?
Like, it depends on...
For you now. You'd use it a lot.
I would... So the laptop I have...
You get 6 months out of a year, out of it, 2 years?
Oh, longer than that. Yeah, so I've had this laptop for about 4 years now and it's still completely fine. Now, I do have a docking station, but I'm out and about with my laptop the entire time. And so, yeah, you get a full day out of it for sure.
Now, Deirdre is my wife, listens to all these Kindle books.
Yes.
Now, she does it on her ear yoke. You know, I'm so bad what I do, because I go for walks and I listen to podcasts,
yeah,
podcasts on racing and podcasts, and I put them in my top pocket in my shirt, and everyone can hear it. Like, I'm not able to do
that. Oh, you don't
have
headphones?
No, I don't do that.
Oh, that's so arrogant and ignorant of you.
No, it is ignorant of me, but
yeah.
I mean, people are used to me.
Correct.
So, what would you recommend for recording what books you read?
Oh, so I use an app called Goodreads. It's completely free. You can...
Is that the same as Kindle?
You can tie it to your Kindle account. I'm so impressed you know what a Kindle is. God, you've grown.
No, Deirdre uses the Kindle.
I'm so proud.
And all this kind of thing, yeah.
But I track my audiobooks that I listen to on Audible or on Pocket Casts, and then the Kindle books as well. So anything and everything that you listen to or read can be tracked within Goodreads. It's completely free and very nice.
Now, you're still doing the tech show?
I am. They haven't cancelled it yet.
When is it?
Saturdays at 5.
Saturdays,
or you can get
at
us
5.
A podcast.
And what
right
have you got
now
this week?
We started doing what's called the inbox. So we're answering a whole lot of questions. So if you have any more questions that we didn't get to today, you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com.
And it's available on podcast as well if people are tied up in the pub on a Friday night.
Yes,
or
Saturday
night, I think. All right. Thank you. Always a pleasure to talk to Jess Kelly.
Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.